We've got a community connection, as you would expect, on the way, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. It's going to be a fun weekend in a couple of weeks. We're talking about Sunfest coming up in just a bit.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Here we go on a community connection on 1400 K1, and again, we'll talk with Stephanie Leaf, president of Sunfest, and Carrie Kurak a little bit later on as well. We'll start with Stephanie. First of all, good morning. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a good day in the neighborhood, and there's all kinds of things going on. We'll start with the whole high school graduations on Friday in Bartlesville, the following Friday, Sunfest, OKM. It's just a busy time in Bartlesville, and I'm glad to be that way.
It is time to kick off the summer.
Yeah, it is, which is a whole other thing with the pools opening up later on this month as well. So all kinds of things. You've got your Sunfest T-shirt on, bright iridescent green logo. It looks great.
Oh, thanks. These are last year's, but I didn't get a chance to wear it, so I was very excited. But
well, it's welcome anytime. I'm
always
glad
bright
it.
And sunny, yeah. In Sunfest World.
It is. Sunfest World is, let me think, the dates are June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, I believe.
That's right. Always the weekend after Memorial Day.
Exactly. And it's a fun event. And I'm looking at the schedule. I don't know anything other than what I see on that poster officially. But, a drive-in movie, you've started that tradition, and I think it's going to be a good idea.
We did. We have our theme this year has come together. Just come together in all sorts of venues. We always just come together.
I can hear the Beatles in the background.
Oh, yeah. Come together to as a family, as friends, as neighbors that you don't see. So part of that come together is our Youth Fest activities, and our Youth Fest theme is Home on the Range. So we have, for the third year, Safari Smiles has helped us bring our big drive-in movie where we blow up a big 30-foot by 15-foot blow-up screen and watch an outdoor movie, family-friendly movie, to go along with our theme of Home on the Range. We're watching Babe about the little pig.
Yep.
Carrie is leading that up.
I don't know that I'm necessarily leading it up, but I'll be there for it, that's for sure.
Well, that's a good deal. I'm glad to have you in here and talking about Babe. For those that are not familiar with, it's not a fair comparison. If you take the story of Charlotte's Web, translate it over to a pig, I think you got it pretty good.
That'll do. That'll do,
yep.
Pig. That'll do. Very, very cute movie.
Yes.
That starts at 9 p.m. The movie starts. But we'll have festivities and celebrations to lead into that starting at about 7:30. At 7 o'clock, the Phillips 66 Gymnastics and Cheer Empire are going to come entertain us this year. A little change from last year to get the kids riled up and get ready for our pig festivities this year at the drive-in.
It's going to be a pig time. Never mind. had to say it. But the drive-in movie, and I think you've kind of encouraged kids to come along in like a cardboard car or something, haven't you?
Yeah, we have in the past. Yeah. And, I guess they could make themselves a barn or something or dress as their favorite farm animal, have a contest.
I can see some pig noses out there.
Yeah, I can see some pig noses out there.
Yeah, part of that is our pig calling contest. Pig noses. Yep, and, it's just a fun. Some kids make their cardboard boxes. One year we did spaceships. We encourage people to be creative, and it always has a good time.
Now, you passed right over on purpose, I think, that pig calling contest. I have all sorts of images, but I don't want to go too far on this. Tell me about the contest.
Just get out there and do your best hog calling competition. I know my son was asking about it yesterday. What is a pig calling contest? And we're in the car, and I start off going, "Sue-wee!" And he's like, "Mom." He thought I was off the wall.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think it will be, too.
It'll be a lot of fun. And we'll have some prizes for the best pig calling. And also, during that drive-in movie, we have a lot of raffle prizes that the kids can win. Mm-hmm. But I think we have 10 to 12 baskets planned that they can just... We're just going to randomly pick tickets to win. So it's always a fun time now on Friday nights at the Bandshell.
Another big free popcorn that night.
Free popcorn courtesy of the Masons this year.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Masons Lodge. So we're very excited about that.
Sound like another organization. It's always nice to see the different organizations, nonprofits, in this case the fraternal organizations that are stepping up to help out with Sunfest. Magically it all seems to come together. Sunshine and 90 mm-hmm. degrees or cold, wet, and rainy. It doesn't matter. It's all good.
It doesn't matter. We'll make it work. It's Bartlesville. We persevere.
We do.
Well, just come out. Just bring your galoshes. There's
exactly.
always a solution.
There's always a solution. It is an arts and entertainment festival, and so far we're talking about the entertainment because that is, well, certainly one of the great reasons mm-hmm. people come out, whether it's the drive-in movie. In the past, you've had water gun fights. You've had mm-hmm. All kinds of things going on in the past. A lot of people come for the music.
A lot of people come for the music. So, yep, so you hit on a point. We have a lot of special events that we've introduced, which we can talk about in a little bit, but the music has always been a fun staple. We are having our main stage, our mid park, and our band shell entertainment on all three stages, all free. This year, we're very super excited to have some new acts on the stage that have never played on our stage. One is our main headliner, Weston Horn and the Hush. They are a rock, I call it rockabilly.
Okay.
They're rock-influenced country slash, and they have a lot of brass in it. Very, very upbeat, exciting, and they are out of Tulsa. You can check them out on iTunes. I heard them, and I said, yep, that's my main act. They
okay.
are so different, something we've never had. So we're very excited about that.
Well, the nice thing about Sunfest is, of course, musically you do shake it up a little bit. It's not necessarily an alternating thing, but you could have the countryest country band followed by the biggest rock and roll
That's
scene,
right. mm-hmm.
and maybe even a folk singer or a blues act somewhere along in there too.
That's right. You know, we like to be the eclectic at Sunfest. So you know, we also have a couple country acts, Let It Ride.
They're, of course, they have their Wednesday evening program mm-hmm. once a week on K-Rig, and they've been talking about being out at Sunfest since everything was official. As a matter of fact, some weeks are live, some weeks we recorded, and the week that they got the word from you, it was a Monday night recording session, and they've incorporated it into the program within minutes of getting the official word from you.
Yeah, I've seen them out and in the casinos, and they're really good. I'm very excited. They're going to be a good they're playing at 6 p.m. on Saturday on the main stage during dinner time, so be a nice dinner time area. And we also have a rock band out of Tulsa named Driver mm-hmm. for metalheads like me, not death metal, but you know, so good rock band. And then we also have a couple new acts. One is a rock act out of Tulsa called Bringer. They are, you know, kind of classic rock, Alabama Shakes influence. We also have Jesse Joyce coming back. He has been really proven to be one of our Sunfest favorites and really a good community favorite around here. He's actually playing twice thanks to Weimer Brownlee Mansfield sponsoring him. He's going to be doing an acoustic set on Mid Park and then main stage with his band on Saturday. And then also Usual Suspects, we're going to give them a redemption show. We're so excited because they got a little bit of rain on last year. I said, you're coming back. Let's do this. Always also another local favorite. So we're really excited about our musical setup on main stage. Mid Park has a lot of solo acts,
okay.
you know, pretty lower key. Mm-hmm. There is a rock band on there that is some young youth. But really lower key because we have that new beautiful playground by our Mid Park
yeah.
stage now. So we had to keep it toned down a little.
Well, and besides that, sometimes it happens. You get a nice, good-sounding but loud band on Mid Park stage, and you somewhere in the middle you hear the main stage
mm-hmm.
in one ear and the Mid Park stage in the other, and each of them is drawing yeah. a separate direction. Yeah? So.
Yep, so this year we staggered it out. So if you're not seeing something on main stage, you'll see it on Mid Park or Bandshell. And Bandshell also has some wonderful, wonderful musicians on Saturday night. Some of our Christian rock, our Christian bands play mm-hmm. on that Bandshell. So really, we have musical for anybody this year to enjoy. very excited about our lineup.
Well, sounds great. And, of course, so we're talking about Sunfest, first weekend in June, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And, you know, the price is always great. I mean, F-R-E-E.
Free! Can't go wrong with
Can't
free.
Can't go wrong with free.
That's right. So some of the other things that I was looking at, you got a 5K coming up on Saturday.
We do. So a lot of the things that we have, this board has put in is some special events. So our 5K is, this will be our fourth year during our 5K. Mm-hmm. So really sign up online for that. That's always brings a new and you know, a new edge, because you got to promote, you know, health and fitness before you go eat your funnel cake.
Sure.
Because why not? It balances,
funnel cakes,
right?
Are mandatory. I
mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It balances. We also have free pony rides, again, thanks to DSR. This will be the third year sponsoring that. We're so grateful for them. And First Church is bringing a petting zoo on Saturday for our Youth Fest Home on the Range.
Yep, it should be fun.
It should be a good time with that. We also, of course, have our water fight.
Got to.
Got to have our water fight. And
Stephanie's excited for the water fight. Oops. She got a new play toy. Last year we added bunkers and all kinds of fun obstacles to use with it.
Okay.
And this year she is so excited because she bought a foam machine.
A foam machine.
A foam machine.
Okay.
So thanks to Truity, who sponsored our water fight this year, we were able to take our water fight up a notch, and we bought this. It's called Foam Daddy Cannon Gun Foam. And it's, if you just imagine a big, huge foam party, in addition to the fire trucks that will be coming out and spraying and all the people playing, it's just going to be insanity. Big, huge bubble. It's going to look like a big bubble bath.
I'm not sure why I get the image of the from Mr. Roberts with the washing machine foam coming out all over the naval ship, or maybe something from Ghostbusters. I'm not sure.
There you go. Exponentially put that by 10.
Exactly.
We're super excited.
We are talking Sunfest. Again, Carrie and Stephanie in to invite you out to Sunfest. We will continue with the Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And again, talking to Carrie Kirak and Stephanie Leaf this morning, talking about Sunfest, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of June, and you are invited. It's a free event. Typically starts 4 o'clock-ish on Friday and runs through, about close to 5 o'clock or so on Sunday afternoon.
That is correct.
And, you know, we've talked about all the different events, and you have mentioned the different sponsors for each event. Sponsorship has really, I think, boosted a lot of what has typically gone on at Sunfest. And I think since the change of leadership, things have kind of gone up a notch or two.
Well, I hope so.
I think they have. I know that Stephanie works hard, and she is so dedicated to Sunfest and making it a success. This is her thing. She is such a people person, and she loves the people. She loves doing things for everybody, and Sunfest is so awesome. I mean, I've been here for 21 years, and I don't think I've ever missed going out to Sunfest, and it has gotten better and better over the years.
Aw, thanks. We can't even talk about how it came about, because now it's like my baby.
Sure.
We have such a wonderful team, and all of us have just been together and all have the same mission. And when somebody starts to go off the deep end, sometimes it's me, always have that other person to bring you back. And we all just say, remember the mission. Remember the mission. And it's just, I mean, just it helps us develop what we want to do without going insane.
I think it would be fun to be a fly on the wall in your board meetings. I think it could be fun.
That is.
There's a lot of stuff. No, we can't do that. Why not? Well, okay.
You're certainly not bothered but we've never done it that way before.
I never, even in my professional life, if you have that in your vocabulary, we've always done it this way. Nothing's ever going to change. Nothing's ever going to get better. And you got to take a risk and try new things and see what happens. You know, we can't do that without our sponsors. And I'm so very grateful for all our sponsors and new sponsors coming in. We've really helped develop exposure for them and opportunities for them to get in front of their, you know, people that they want to attract, their target markets. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of returning sponsors, just new ones out of Tulsa, everybody that really likes to come and set up here and have booths. And really just all of it comes to the mission of coming to explore Bartlesville and stay here and eat, play, and live. Come bring your money.
Well, and of course, you
stay
mentioned
at the hotels.
Yeah, that's a great thing, and I don't want to discourage that mission. I want to encourage that mission. Mm-hmm. But 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of June, then 3 weeks from the following Tuesday after that is Election Day. So you're going to have a lot of people who want to at least shake hands, get mm-hmm. some information out. You always have a great nonprofit area, mm-hmm. but I think this time with the number of filings statewide hitting the highest right. for like 12 years, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of people who are running for office on that June 26th primary.
We do. We have, our nonprofit area, we encourage nonprofits to come out, and if there is some sort of educational in nature, but we do have some people putting up booths, so you can come learn more about that on the political front, because we do consider it a little educational in nature, and encourage, be informed, know what you're doing, ask
exactly.
questions.
I think as a public service to mm-hmm. have that information mm-hmm. out there.
Exactly.
I say it frequently on the air, inform voters in general, make good mm-hmm. choices, so get the information out there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So our applications are closed now for everything, though.
Okay.
So we have started plotting everything out. But we will have a mix of everything from come adopt a dog, SPCA or a cat. They're always fun. A lot of animals always find new homes.
That's a visitor participation mm-hmm. Event. You see the dogs or cats or whatever else they may have brought, and all of a sudden you feel that tug on your hand or your heartstrings and say, take it home. I know.
I tell the SPCA, I was like, I have to leave because I'm going to leave with an animal and then I'm going to get in trouble. Because they are so sweet.
They are sweet.
But a lot of, we are very excited about our nonprofit. Our nonprofit chair, Heather Smith, has done a great job getting exposure out there because it is such a cheap way for companies to get out there to their target markets for these nonprofits. And, we have some very new ones, Washington County Storm Chasers. They always keep us informed about weather here and that. There's some really other really great new nonprofits coming in, too. You'll just have to come out and find them.
Yeah.
There are lots of churches and some political stuff, and then just some really good different ones this year. I'm very excited.
Well, and then the other major part of what goes on at Sunfest is all the arts and crafts mm-hmm. stuff. And the people have been, I'm sure, working on their products, their items to show since at least Christmas time.
Oh, I'm sure. That we have the henna people coming back because they were a big hit last year. And, mm-hmm. We have a local author, Lisa Robbins, who's coming back.
We have a lot of new ones, too, and returning ones that we haven't seen for a few years. I'm personally really excited. I cannot wait to get one. There's a hand wax guy that makes waxes, and I'm going to make all you guys get a hand wax together to show the teamwork that goes into this and the family that is built because of Sunfest. So, really, lots of new arts and crafts area. We're also keeping them out of the swamp that sometimes becomes. So they'll be closer to the playgrounds and whatnot. But a lot of returning people that haven't been back for a few years, so we're really excited, and some very brand new ones.
But something that I recognized early on is Sunfest is one of those events that you see friends, acquaintances that you really haven't seen literally since last year's Sunfest.
Exactly.
That's
and
true.
It is, and it could be your neighbors.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why it's so wonderful. We've heard stories that, you have your neighbors down the street and you get so busy with your life, but Sunfest just brings you together. You come together.
Come together.
You know? with that. So, I mean, sometimes we only see each other at board meetings, but we're talking all the time. But you only, it's that seeing, and you will see the, you know, wives or husbands out looking at the arts and crafts, and the other two are sitting there, you know, talking on a bench for hours, just listening to music and catching up. So it's really a good time for everybody.
It really is. And you said you saw some of the bands on Facebook, so or one of the other places that they would, you could hear their music. The board meetings have got to be fun, deciding on which bands to invite and which ones to say, I'm sorry, we do not have room for you.
I can tell you, since the loss of Richard Johnson, love him, and also the loss of Lenny.
So much of the booking of the band.
Yes, that's so. When he, I was forced into that position. But, you know, again, that's another reason why I love Sumfest. It's put me in so many positions where I've had to learn, and we have so many wonderful people around here in the entertainment world, just the production companies and how they all work together. It's like everybody is, they're all competitors, but yet they're all in it for the same thing. So I cannot thank, you know, people and these people enough for helping me develop some contracts and, you know, bid processes. So it's really been a learning year for me. But that is the hardest part I have found, is turning bands down. There's only so much space, and we just want to see them all.
It's a big park until you start trying to say, okay, you're here, you're here, you're here. Physically, you have no more room, or there's only so many minutes in the performing day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's a matter of getting all in.
Yeah, think about setup. It's like, I can't have it every hour. It's because my guys have got to help change the bands out, and they got to do sound checks. And, but that's why we really try to listen to the community and really say, what do you guys want? Okay. What's your favorites? What do you like? And if we can get that person, that's great. Or if we can find something similar that's new exposure, we want to do that. But we had fun listening to bands.
I'm sure you did. It all starts June 1st, Friday afternoon, early evening, and the hog calling contest. It will be among the first big events this year.
That's right. Our drive-in movie is our first big special event this year.
Can't wait.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, you look at the volunteers that go into it, the emergency management people, all the other people that are there on site that make Sunfest work, that if they weren't there, you'd miss them right away.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we are 100% nonprofit, 100% volunteer. We don't have any paid staff. And it melts my heart when you see all these other volunteer organizations see the value of what it does and how, you know, it does for our community, and it just does for the people of our community and helps them have fun for free. Emergency management, we have Oshelita Fire Department helps us out. The fire department, Barzil, they come and help us out.
The number of churches even that come
churches
together to help with Youth Fest.
Because
even though we have a wonderful staff for Youth Fest, we can't be at every booth to help the kids. And so to have the churches come out and volunteer and take an hour or two to work in Youth Fest, it's great.
Yeah, Lowe's Family of Scholars has really stepped up. Like, some of the best volunteers we've ever had. The Rotary, Rotary has stepped in. Jane Phillips Society. I mean, you just see all these companies. Jane Phillips Society has ran our headquarters for us as long as I've been in it.
Mm-hmm.
But just, it's so great to see all these other organizations come in and want to help. So.
Okay. Well, again, it all is Sunfest coming up. Let's see. This is the 16th, so 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Oh, my gosh. I just had a heart attack.
It's all going to be fine, Stephanie. It's always going to be good. You've got a whole bunch of volunteers that are there to support you. Carrie, thanks so much for coming this morning. Thanks for all your help on Sunday.
Thank you. I haven't done a whole lot this year. This is my second year, and I'm excited.
Your time is coming. That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1.
Being there matters. And in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends